In 1989, when I took a break from news reporting, I worked for the United Way in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was dating the man that I later married, Joseph, and had no idea that we were both carrying the cystic fibrosis gene. He had 7 siblings, nobody had had children with CF, and I had 2 siblings, and the same went for us. Our parents weren't even aware of cystic fibrosis. We were working on a newspaper insert at the United Way at the time, and that told stories about the people that the foundation helped. And one of those foundations was the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And I met an intern named Jeff who had CF, and he was 24 years old and was working with Dr. Francis Collins at the University of Michigan when the gene that causes CF was discovered. And I remember the frenzy and the excitement and helping to organize a news conference. All the Detroit media came. There was a scientist superstar in their midst. Almost 30 years ago, Dr. Francis Collins was giving promise and hope to thousands of people diagnosed with CF. Parents were celebrating. And who knew then that I would have 2 daughters with cystic fibrosis years later? Or that after my daughters were born, I would join a local small foundation for a short period, and that young man that I met working in the lab with Dr. Collins was still alive and on the same board with me. I called Jeff a while back and caught up with him. Destiny was in the beginning stages. After getting married to Joe, we had 2 daughters with cystic fibrosis. So back to Dr. Francis Collins. So fast forward almost 30 years later, and Dr. Collins continues as the director of the National Institute of Health, and he has much hope for the future.
It's enormously gratifying, Laura, to see the way in which, even though it took a long time, the original discoveries of the basic cause of cystic fibrosis have now led us to the point where there are really effective drug treatments that are emerging out of the most recent clinical trials that provide an opportunity for something like 90% of cystic fibrosis patients to have vastly better lives because the drugs are so effective and so specific for what we learned 30 years ago was the basic misspelling in a particular gene that causes this condition. It's a long arc of research to get us here, but where we're getting to now is enormously exciting.
And our daughters have outlived their life expectancy. It was, I believe, 20 when they were born, and today they're 21 and 23 years old. So if you or your child has CF, you know there are so many different strains of CF. You may be the 4% helped by Kalydeco, or you're on Orkambi or Symdeko. Or if you're like my 2 daughters, you're waiting for medication, still in phase 3. They're waiting for a drug that can help with the 2 defects in their gene. As a doctor once explained it to us, it's a door and a window that has to be opened by the drug. And that's because my girls have 2 strains of CF, one being a nonsense gene. So where's the cure?
I think at the moment we're celebrating the fact that the medications have gotten to the point where they seem to be extremely effective, but they are medications that people will need to take every day to correct this misspelled protein that is causing the disease. I think ultimately, give another decade or two, we may figure out a way to actually cure the disease by a direct correction of that misspelled gene using something called gene editing.
Gene editing, cutting of the DNA. So much hope for the future with drugs in the pipeline. Dr. Collins is getting an award that honors him for all he's done. The 2018 Warren Alpert Foundation Prize, which recognizes his work in the field since he helped discover the gene that causes CF almost 30 years ago.
My lab, back in the 1980s, when I was at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, decided we were going to try to find the cause for this puzzling condition. We knew it was inherited, but we had no idea exactly where the misspelling was in the genome, the DNA, that must somehow be carrying this risk. And so working intensively over many years and then joining up in a collaboration with the laboratory of Lapchi Choi, who is in Toronto, we bit by bit, at a time where this was really hard going, ultimately zeroed in on the right spot and found the cause in the summer of 1989. And that was a big deal. We went from not really having any idea what this disease was about to having a much more precise understanding. some of us hoped, of course, that would lead to an effective treatment in just a few years. It turned out it took a long time because there were so many unexpected twists and turns. But now we're seeing this happen. So I guess I'm proud of having had the chance to play a significant role in that step of going from ignorance to knowledge about the gene and now seeing how that's played out.
Dr. Francis Collins was appointed as the 16th director of the National Institute of Health by President Barack Obama and was sworn in August of 2009. In June of 2017, President Donald Trump asked Dr. Collins to stay on. Dr. Collins oversees the work of the largest supporter of biomedical research in the world, spanning the spectrum from basic to clinical research. Dr. Collins is a physician geneticist known for his landmark discoveries of disease genes and his leadership of the International Human Genome Project. In April of 2003, when the completion of a finished sequence of the human DNA instruction book, he served as director of the National Human Genome Research Institute at NIH from 1993 to 2008. Before the NIH, as you heard, Dr. Collins was a Howard Hughes Medical Institute investigator at the University of Michigan. He is also an author, having written books like The Language of God, where he talks about the comparability between science and God.
When it gets tough, I ask questions. Anyway, when the night is too dark, I will face it. Anyway.
A 33-year-old woman with cystic fibrosis is getting her message out with the help of some famous actors and singers in a music video.
You can't take my tomorrows away.
The mantra of the music video is, "You can't take our tomorrows away." Emily Kramer Gollenkopf has cystic fibrosis and co-founded Emily's Entourage, a nonprofit organization that raises funds for CF research. Emily got a call from a producer-songwriter friend who had the idea to make a video that they call Anyway, using lots of famous people to raise awareness and funds for CF research, like Hamilton's Javier Munoz.
It seemed to us to be an incredible way to bring critical awareness to cystic fibrosis from parts of the population that probably never think about cystic fibrosis, and to galvanize the Broadway community to join the entourage and join the fight against CF.
The video never mentions cystic fibrosis, but it certainly alludes to it as a monster and talks about persevering and squeezing as much out of life as possible. And with a life expectancy of 41 years old, Emily says that's important.
Everyone faces adversity, and we need community, and we need each other to overcome it.
Elizabeth Phillipson Weiner is a composer, producer, and songwriter.
We really were focused on doing a video that felt different from the normal kinds of videos you see that foundations create.
Gollenkopf was approached by Phillipson Weiner to do the music video as a fundraiser. They grew up in the same hometown. Emily says they're asking for a $9 donation to shine the light on the problem, or Nine to Shine. The funds raised will go toward research.
When we got these yeses from these huge Broadway stars and from businesses all around our local town, it was so incredible to feel that camaraderie and to remember that people really want to help.
The message is loud and clear, says Phillipson Weiner.
We all face adversity and we all need each other's help to overcome it.
The song lyrics say things like, "You can't take our tomorrows away," and "squeeze as much life as you can every day." In end-stage cystic fibrosis, Emily says she is doing just that. For more information, you can go to emilysentourage.org. Every day, Emily spends countless hours, as anyone knows with cystic fibrosis, on breathing treatments, injections, multiple shots for CF-related diabetes, and takes about 30 pills in an effort to salvage every ounce of lung function and delay end-stage CF for as long as possible. But her health continues to deteriorate. But she fights on. In July 2015, the White House named Emily a champion of change for precision medicine. Emily's story has been featured everywhere, including WWJ in Detroit. She's been on The Doctors, in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Emily and her family have raised $3 million for CF research and other diseases, including muscular dystrophy, inherited blood disorders, and certain cancers. And you can find more information out about her, again, at emilysentourage.org. Thanks to Dr. Frances Collins, Emily Kramer Gollenkopf, and Elizabeth Phillipson Weiner. This has been Laura Bonnell with the Bonnell Foundation.
Anyway, when the water's too deep, we will rise up.
We will squeeze as much life as we can out of every day. You can't take our tomorrows away.
Squeeze as much life as we can out of every day.
You can't take our tomorrows away. Squeeze as much life as we can out of every day. You can't take our tomorrows away.
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 Away. You can't take our tomorrows away.
You can't take our tomorrows away.
You can't take our tomorrows away.
You can't take our tomorrows away.